Hi, this is Tori. Thank you for joining me this week on the Shatter Silence podcast, a production of HeardBelievedLoved.com. Today I want to share something a little different. If you have ever been abused and have struggled with thoughts of suicide, then this is for you. For those of you who are sensitive, I offer a trigger warning in advance for sensitive content. A letter from Jesus to the abused. Dearest one, you were never meant to carry this burden. Your heart is so heavy, and it feels as though the sun will never rise again. Not because you're overdramatic, but because you understand how deeply pain can affect you. Put down that razor. Your arms are beautiful, scars and all. Let me heal them, and heal your heart along with them. I see the trembling of your hands, the tears coursing down your cheeks. I see the pain of the truth as it beats inside of you like a drum, sounding the call to war. Just stand up. Stand up and walk straight into my arms. You are not alone. You are not abandoned. I know that memory hurts. I know it's screaming like a siren in your head, beckoning you towards the cliffs. You tell yourself, I have to make the screaming stop. I have to find relief. There's not another way. Don't listen to the lies. They're straight from the mouth of the enemy. The truth is, I never left you. My arms are around your shoulders even now. In the depths of your despair, in the darkest night when everything wrong was happening, I was with you, weeping with you, comforting you. I hated what happened to you. I hated what was stolen from you. My darling child, do not concern yourself with thoughts of vengeance, for it belongs to me, the Lord. Lay the anger aside, one balled fist at a time, and focus on the present. Right here, in this very moment, you are whole. You are beautiful. Not one day, not if only, but here, in this present moment, you are made whole and restored to right standing before me. Those old coping mechanisms won't work anymore. Put away the self-harm, the self-medicating, the distractions, the overworking. Find your peace and wholeness in me. You don't need pornography or romance novels. You don't need to gorge yourself or to starve yourself. You don't need to work yourself to death or to sleep the days away. You have the greatest peace in the universe, the Prince of Peace himself, right here, to whisper his love to you. I love you, dear child. I love every part of you because I made you. I love you in all your broken beauty. I will restore you to me. You are in my arms now, and I will never let you go. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you can join me again next week for another update. Please check out HeardBelievedLoved.com for free downloadable resources, referrals to mental health support, and so much more. And if you're looking for community, please check out our Facebook group. Have an amazing week. Your mess is welcome here, friend.